Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Stephanie, sitting in tonight for Mark, who is out at, I think, his volunteer fire guy meeting thing that he goes to once a month. So yes. Thanks for coming in, because I know
thanks
that you actually...
Me.
Well, no problem. You actually came a long distance. You live, like an hour and a half up the road or something? Like
oh,
that.
No, only about an hour. It wasn't bad.
Well, that's not so bad at all then. Well, thank you again for coming in. You are from your own podcast, Pork Therapy. We've talked about it on the air. Had you
that's right.
On the phones as a guest. And Pork Therapy with a C. What is Pork Therapy for our listeners that don't know?
Well, Pork Therapy is a podcast where we talk about relationship talk from a liberty perspective. And my sort of delusion of grandeur is that we're helping create a voluntary society by improving people's communication skills. So
that's an important thing in a relationship.
It's true. Or in all relationships, because, you know, any human interaction is a relationship and you should be able to get along with your neighbors as well as possible. But Mike would say that we're just an entertaining podcast. And we're just screwing around.
Well, I would hope that you're making a difference. It's nice when you can entertain and make a difference at the same time. And I think that we do that on this program, or at least I hope. I know that people have said that we've made a difference, so I know that part is good. And people keep listening, so we must be at least entertaining enough to to get that to happen. So there's, as usual, a lot to talk about here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. I've actually had a story here that I've been meaning to get to that we haven't had a chance yet. And it's just, I guess it had to happen. I mean, all the stories about cops shooting dogs, I mean, we've talked about a number of them over the years here on this program.
A lot, yep.
They even shot the dog of the mayor in some towns. So I don't remember which city it was. But just to prove that they could shoot anybody's dog and get away with it, they shot the mayor's dogs. And they got away with it. They go in, they do a police raid, and if there's a dog in the house, there's a good chance that unless you throw your body in front of the bullet, that your dog will get shot. And you can speculate as to the reasons for that. You could say that they're just trigger happy, that they're sadists, that they're sickos, that they just like to kill things.
All
and that
the
they,
above.
Or that they're just addicted to the rush, the adrenaline that they get when they go into somebody's house and start firing weapons.
Right, and there's just not as much of an investigation that's done when a dog gets killed as opposed to a human victim. Not to say they don't get away with that, too. They get away with killing humans as well.
Of course, if you hurt their dog, then they charge you as if you're attacking
a police officer,
exactly. Even if it's biting you.
So there have been just story after story after story over the years. One of the worst ones, I think, was where there was a family on the side of the road. I think it was in Tennessee. They'd been pulled over middle of the night on a family trip or something like that. Mom, dad, a couple kids, and a dog in a station wagon, basically. And they're pulling they pull the family out of the car, and they're doing their police thing to them, patting them down and doing the whole deal. And the father says to the cop, "Hey, our dog's in the car. Can I close the door?" And he tries to go and close the door, and the cop stops him. "No, you know, you can't do that.
I'm in control here. I have to give you permission."
So, of course, the dog doesn't realize what's going on, doesn't realize the severity of the situation, and it's just a lovable little golden retriever or something like that. It bounds out of the car and starts running around and, you know, doing
a little
circle.
You know, the dog hears people excitedly talking. He thinks, "Oh, playtime, let's go."
He was.
And so he's running himself in a little circle, and he runs right up to one of the cops, who then levels a shotgun and blasts his head off. I mean, that was one of the earlier ones that we talked about years ago, and since then it's just been incident
after
incident.
Another.
So it had to happen, right? NewsObserver.com, a state trooper who wanted to stop animals from climbing on his vehicles, trapped his neighbor's 5-month-old kitten and shot it to death.
Oh, I think I'm going to cry.
Now, normally in the dog stories, the cop's excuse is, well, officer safety. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that in one case recently the dog was in a kennel when it was shot to death. just the fact that there is a dog and the cop is allegedly scared is enough to justify the cop shooting the dog.
Well, there's barking. Barking's very scary.
Right, and it could lunge toward. It could, you know, possibly bite the cop. And apparently that's worth taking a life, even though it's the life of an animal. And it's just so sad when this happens. But, I mean, a kitten? Are they really going to try that excuse this time? Are they really going to say that, officer safety, how are they going to excuse this one? Former trooper Sean C. Houston was charged in October with cruelty to animals and injury to real property, both misdemeanors, according to court records. The Highway Patrol dismissed him in January. So you know already you're dealing with an unusual situation in that usually the cops are never fired for this. Usually, you know, they get a Medal of Bravery or something like that for, oh, you're so brave to go in the house with a dog. In this case, they actually did fire the guy. Houston, 39, declined to discuss his firing this week, but in an appeal of his dismissal filed May 10th. Because remember, when you're a government employee, you can actually keep trying to get your job back. I don't know how many tries you get, but you can go back and, like, petition.
So this is something that's still outrageous enough for them to at least warrant some kind of disciplinary action until they can sort of normalize this with the population somehow. And then, you know, it'll be a paid vacation for a couple of weeks until things blow over. And then
you think he's
going to
get his job back?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, he says that the trooper contends that he was treated unfairly and he deserves his job back.
He deserves it.
Yeah, it's a typical government employee mentality.
Or even if he doesn't get his job back here, what he'll do is just go to the surrounding towns and pick up a job at one of the police departments there. We've seen that over and over with a lot of these cases.
Yeah, I saw something in, I think it was in West Virginia, where they actually tracked one bad cop, and they looked at his career of how he, you know, had to leave this one department but just went over here and went everywhere else. And
it's like the priests in the Catholic Church, and they just keep getting transferred. When they abuse boys.
John Stossel had a name for it on his show today. I was watching Stossel's episode about government schools and about how they move the bad teachers around rather than firing them. It was like the lemon shuffle or something like that.
And then have some that are just so dangerous to the kids, they just put them in a room. And they come and read the newspaper every day, and they still get paid because they can't even fire these people.
Yeah, they brag about it, too. One guy was bragging about how they sit around and play dominoes all day long and play Uno and stuff like that, and they get paid $80,000 a year.
What kind of person is okay with that? And this is what I want my life to be. I come to a room every day, and I sit in it, and I read newspapers and play dominoes.
And I wonder if anyone ever pointed it out to him that he was doing that at everyone else's expense. Like, everyone else is getting stolen in order to fund his domino playing activities every day.
He deserves this job, Stephanie.
He's got a family.
He's entitled to it.
He has tenure.
He can't be fired.
Well, the court filing says Houston, the cop in this case, the trooper, was bothered by something climbing on vehicles parked at his home in Granite Falls, a small community about 170 miles west of the Triangle. He also caught a glimpse of an unknown animal that jumped out at him during the hours of darkness, according to his appeal. The trooper, who said he was concerned for the safety of his three young sons, so not even his own safety, he's worried about his kids here, baited a steel trap with ham and captured a small domestic cat. When Houston tried to remove the animal, which did not have tags, it scratched him, according to his appeal. Then he killed it. So he caught the cat. The kitten was in a cage.
And then he
shot executed it. A kitten.
Isn't that just a metaphor for everything?
Because it lunged out at him, and he was scared for his kids, right?
While it was in the cage.
Wow.
The petitioner didn't know if the cat had rabies or any other disease, the summary filed by Houston says. This is his appeal. The cat was hissing and growling, and petitioner shot the cat.
So now, animals that have rabies, as the rabies get worse, they develop symptoms, and you can actually tell. So if you've got it in a cage, it might make sense to actually leave it there for a few days and feed it
and see
if it does have rabies, if it has bitten you.
Maybe if you cared about cats or cared about animals, that would make sense. Or maybe if you cared about your neighbors, you know, hey, this could be one of my neighbor's cats. Maybe I'll go knock on their doors and see if they've lost a cat
or call the pound or something.
Right. Know someone who's lost. You don't usually want to call the pound. You mean the Humane Society?
Private.
Very different. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. More cat killing coming up in moments. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. It's got a whole lot of features, and one of the main features actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves simply by going to freetalklive.com and submitting something to it. Submit a link to a video or maybe a news article or a blog post, whatever it is that you find online that you enjoy, you think our listeners might like as well. You can submit it to the website, and then other listeners can go and vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most popular of the items on the site will make it to the top and the front page of the website, so meaning we're more likely to see it. In fact, the story we're talking about here, The Trooper Kills a Kitten, I'm pretty sure I pulled a couple days ago off of our website at freetalklife.com. Plus, I know, Stan, you wanted to talk about this Congress guy that assaulted a kid with a video camera on the street.
Yep.
That's another one that we found at freetalklive.com.
And I'm going through them now looking for other stories.
So it's all completely free to you. Go enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, how many summers have you said, I'm going to change my life, I'm going to eat healthier foods, exercise more, and get back on track? Well, here's Mike Buck with how New Zealand's Nature B and their Plan B can help with that. Mike?
Hello there, guys, and you know I got a great Plan B. But first let me tell you, get back on track with Nature B, the best support your body could ask for. 100% natural plant pollen from clean, green New Zealand. No pollutants or chemicals, no toxins, pure as it can be. And what's more important, you get every single one of the 22 essential elements our bodies are made of in Nature B. Good nutrition, healthier mind and body. Nature B, just what you need.
All right, well, that makes good sense, but what about the Plan B?
Yeah, look at this. A big six-month supply of Nature B, the best supplement on Earth, $99.95 plus delivery. And look at this, another $99.95 worth of our great B-Slim weight loss program. It is free. That's free. It's a supplement with a meal planner, exercise guide, and even a measuring tape to show your progress. You call toll-free. We rush this great package to you. 1-866-834-8355 to New Zealand. 866-834-8355. Or click online to Nature's Beeline. That's naturebee.com.
All right, everyone. Get healthy with Nature Bee, and don't forget their 100% money-back guarantee. Call the Beeline right now. Just do it. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or online at naturebee.com. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can call in about anything. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
All right, so we're going to continue here with a story out of newsobserver.com. It is just shocking. It's unbelievable that a state trooper captures a kitten in a cage, sets bait out, puts ham out in a trap. Cage that it would trap it in, captures a neighbor's kitten, and then proceeds to execute it.
I mean, this is like the kid that used the magnifying glass to smite ants on the sidewalk and burn them, but this guy grew up and I guess didn't grow out of that stage, and now he's taking it out on caged small kittens.
And his claim is it scratched him, and so therefore I guess he feels it deserved to be executed.
Well, this is the guy who is pulling you over on the side of the road, who can give you orders that if you disobey, he can take you off to jail. I mean, these are the kind of people attracted to these jobs.
Yeah, Ian, you have a cat, right?
I do, yeah.
Does it ever scratch you?
Well, if you there's two cats. One of them is pretty shy, and if you try to pick it up, because she spent like 5 or 6 years, pretty much her whole life in a shelter, and mm-hmm. nobody wanted her, and something awful clearly happened to the cat, and it's very shy. But it's very friendly, but if you do what it doesn't like, then it will, yes, absolutely scratch you. And in this case, the cat was captured in a cage, and that might upset somebody. I mean, that might upset right. a cat to be captured
in
a cage.
It is an animal, after all.
Yeah. So there's more to the story, though, because this guy wants his job back, and in his appeal that he has filed, because they did actually fire him over this one, the department didn't figure out a way to really excuse this one. Normally they have the officer safety excuse, and they can just blow off cops killing dogs, because everybody looks at a dog and says, well, you know, they could be dangerous, but it's pretty rare that you see a cat putting anybody in any severe jeopardy. Hmm. So
what did he do before he killed the cat?
What did the cop do as far as his record?
Did he have a record? Right.
That's a good question. Maybe we will find out here. According to the story at newsobserver.com, Houston, again, he said he was bothered by something that was climbing on vehicles. That's why he set the cage out. Then, after it scratched him, he executed it. The summary says that this is his appeal, that he didn't know if the cat had rabies or any other disease. It was hissing and growling, and so he shot him. Next door neighbor Andrea Evans said the cat's name was Rowdy. So as I suggested, had he actually captured the cat in the cage and then done the neighborly thing and gone next door and knock knock, hey, did you lose your cat? How hard would that have been? He would have found out instantaneously that this was somebody else's cat, could have taken the cage over there, opened the cage, and everybody would have been happy.
You know, we've got three or four cats that run around in my neighborhood, and I know where most of them belong to, you know, the houses that they are taken care of at. And it makes me wonder, what is this guy doing if he doesn't even know what pets his neighbors have? Is he really, you know, reaching out and talking to people?
He wasn't seeing that cat as a neighbor. He was seeing it as a problem, and he uses violence to solve his problems. So that's what he did with the cat.
Now, I mean, to that point, I am not the kind of person who goes around to try to get to know my neighbors. I'm just not that guy. I've got a lot of things that I keep busy with, and I'm sure they have their own lives as well. They don't come to me either to get to know me, right? So that door swings both ways. And but all that said, if I had an animal on my property that, whether I recognized it or not, that would give me the reason I needed to go next door and say, hey, you know, do you have a cat? Is it missing? Because I've got one here. I mean, that's the neighborly thing to do. And I think you can still be neighborly even if you don't have a relationship or even if you don't know exactly which animals your neighbors own. It's just a matter of taking the effort and the time to reach out to somebody. This guy, all he wanted to do was take the effort to reach to his sidearm, pull it out, and you know, put a hole in this kitten's head. 5 months old, by the way. Now, again, Rowdy was the kitten's name. Kitten was mostly white and orange, was a birthday present to her son. Now, you guys on the radio can't see this, but there is a picture of Rowdy at the very top of the article here. Just looks like an absolutely vicious, mangy, horrible...
No, actually, it's perfectly clean and well-groomed and nice and
just,
cute.
Just a cute
kitten. It was
kitten.
A cute kitten.
It was a present to her son, so I'm sure he's really happy. Evans, and what does this do to her son's, I guess, view of cops, of the police? Because typically people are raised with the cops are your buddies kind of viewpoint. And, well, that cop just murdered your kitten. How do you explain that to your kids?
I'm trying to draw an analogy to what the military's doing in Iraq, but nothing great's coming to me.
Now, Evan said Rowdy could be mischievous, as kittens sometimes are, but the trooper's tale of a wild and scary beast doesn't square with the demeanor of her family's kitty, she said. It was really very sweet, Evan said. He was never aggressive, even at the vet. Rowdy slept inside the house at night but was let out to play in the mornings. The Evanses and Houstons live in a rural area a couple of miles from the closest stoplight. Evans said people largely keep to themselves. When Rowdy didn't come home, the Evans family trekked around the neighborhood to see whether anyone had seen him. You know, like neighbors would do. More coming up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more about the story here. Your thoughts as well. I don't suppose anybody can make an excuse for this cop, right? Well, I mean, he's making excuses for himself, but that's more. We're coming up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 3-4-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, silly nonsense. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. Head on over, enjoy his videos. Lots of great documentary work, news packages kind of stuff from a liberty perspective over at ObscuredTruth.com. Are you working on anything right now, Sam?
Well, we are still in the middle of the a new crap video.
Oh, that's right.
But we had
you got hired to do that one.
Yeah, well, thanks to the post office, I ordered like 8 packages, had them sent here. Can we talk about this on the
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
And I sent them to Ian as Ian Freeman, and the UPS Postal Service, despite getting like 8 packages all in a short time, they decided to not once leave a note. Knock on your door and say, hey, I've got these packages here. The name's not on the mailbox. You know, are these yours? Didn't do anything like that. Just sent them all back. So those were all my props and tools and things that I needed to finish the commercial.
So you've been set back by at least a week then. A
couple weeks, yeah, because I had to reorder all that stuff and sort out all the messes. I went to the post office and the lady's response was, well, this isn't FedEx or UPS.
When
I, you know, I, I was pointing out that, look, FedEx will leave a note on my door that says first attempt, second attempt, and what they're going to do with it, a tracking number you can call. It's easy. You can reroute packages if they get lost. I've done that before, but not with the government post office. But, you know, she maintained that they don't take anything, any government money. They are completely independent. But, of course, they've borrowed, I think, billions of dollars from the Treasury.
Where does her pension come from?
Yeah, she's
pretty sure they're paying that with taxpayer dollars.
She said that they weren't, so I got to find the sources. Mm-hmm.
That sounds
that
a little
up.
Sketchy to me.
But anyway, that stuff started coming in, and we're back on track.
Plus, you've been working with Pete and Adam from Motorhome Diaries and CopBlock.org. They're putting an interesting project together that we're really not allowed to talk about, but that should be coming out soon.
Yes, that video is done today as well.
Once we are allowed to talk about it, we certainly will. So look forward to that. 800-259-9231, NewsObserver.com. Reporting on a trooper, state trooper, who has been charged with cruelty to animals as well as injury to real property. Those are both misdemeanors, and it's pretty rare that cops be charged with anything. And it's even more rare that a cop will actually lose his job over his on-duty actions. I mean, we've seen cops get away with murder. In this case, he didn't. In this case, he murdered a kitten because, you know, it's more important when you kill a cat than when you actually kill human beings. But nonetheless, I'm not saying that this isn't important. I think it is, and it really shows some of the sadistic tendencies of many of the people that are attracted to law enforcement.
He was on duty when he did this?
No. No, he was not on duty. It was at his house. There was some tracks being left on his car at night. So, you know, the kitty's walking on the car, basically. And so he set a trap for the kitty, caught the kitty, and then murdered it while it was in the trap because it allegedly scratched him. So we're talking about a kitty named Rowdy. It's a five-month-old kitten, and he slept inside his house but was let out to play. And when Rowdy didn't come home, the Evans family, his owners, trekked around the neighborhood to see whether anyone had seen him. And when she learned that what Houston had done, Evans called the Alexander County Sheriff's Department. A deputy responded and interviewed the off-duty trooper before telling Evans there wasn't much he could do. Evans then went to speak with a county magistrate who issued a criminal summons against the trooper on the two misdemeanor charges. So apparently there was something that could be done, but the sheriff didn't want to do it.
It's official oppression when they do that.
The value of the Evans family's injured real property was estimated at less than $200. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like my animals are worth more than $200.
No. You can just go to the pet store, get you another one. It happens all the time.
Yeah, totally replaceable.
Goldfish and turtles.
All those memories, you know, doesn't matter.
You just
matter.
Get a new one. It's exactly the same. I mean, you're not suggesting that pets actually become part of people's family. And
right, that you create a bond with them.
No, that doesn't happen.
Right. So she said that Evans testified against the trooper at his December trial. She said Houston's sons had played with Rowdy, and she doubts his story that he mistook the cat for a stray. Evans said, "We played with him out in the yard every day. I don't know how he could have missed it." Records show District Court Judge Carlton Terry granted Houston a prayer for judgment continued. What the hell is that? A legal finding of guilt that doesn't impose any penalty. The trooper paid $125 in court costs. That's a new one on me. I mean, Sam, you've been
Say it again. It's a prayer for what?
He was granted a prayer for judgment continued, which is a legal finding of guilt that doesn't impose any penalty.
Okay, remember like when one of your cases, or I think one of the driving registration cases in Keene, they said they would just continue it or suspend the judgment.
Suspended sentence.
I think it's similar to that. The prayer is his request. He's praying that the court, you know, show leniency on the kitten murderer.
Isn't that a little weird? I mean, look, I know that religious people. We'll get into the religious aspect of this here for a moment. Does that seem a little weird to any Christians out there that one would pray to a judge?
Well, it's legal.
Pray to the court?
It's legalese. Yeah, I pray that the court take the following action. It's typically kind of how they want you to summarize up their argument.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying the word pray meaning something different in their legal language, legalese.
But it's like I'm saying that's expected by the judges that the lawyers write in this way and ask them, you know, that they'll
pray
that the court would do this.
So this is an unusual terminology.
No, man, these black
everything
dresses
means
make
something
them
different
gods.
In legalese.
How does somebody who's out there, I mean, who's a Christian, feel about that? I don't think anybody sitting in this room are Christians.
Nope.
But That seems like it's pretty blasphemous.
I pledge allegiance to a flag, to a symbol.
There's that too. Clearly idolatry. So the state highway patrol dismissed Houston on January 22nd, according to state records. He'd worked as a trooper about 3 years. Sergeant Jeff Gordon, a spokesbureaucrat for the patrol, said he couldn't comment, citing state personnel privacy rules. A hearing on Houston's appeal is tentatively scheduled for August. So I hope that we'll find out what happens here, because one of the things we're not so great at sometimes on this show is follow-ups. We really rely on you, the listener, to bring stuff like this to our attention, because there's, it's really just Mark and myself. You guys are gracious enough to come in and donate your time as third hosts on the program, and thank you for that. But we don't like have a crack research team. Our listeners are our research team, and the new website allows that to be better than it's ever been before, where whatever's most important to our listeners is presented to us. So I hope that somebody will keep an eye on this case, and if this guy gets his job back, definitely want to know about that. Evans, by the way, said they got the dead kitten back from Houston the day of the shooting, but have had little interaction with him since. The children of the two families no longer play together. Evans, her husband, and children buried Rowdy on their property after a modest funeral, and to this day, she said, Houston has not apologized. Can there be any more icing on this awful, just disgusting cake here? I mean, this is horrible.
It did scratch him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the one that deserves an apology. Your animal's out of control, walking all over my car at nighttime and scratching me when I put it in a cage.
Here.
It's crazy. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you, and thanks to whoever it was that submitted it to freetalklive.com, because otherwise it might not have come across my plate. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Now, really this comes back down to the real issue, the root problem with the government police. And I think it's worth pointing out, in case there's new people listening, because you can point out all the problems with the police. It's easy to see the problems with the police and what they're doing that's bad, and, killing dogs and now killing kittens and raiding homes and burning homes down and killing people and shooting babies in their mother's arms. And, you can just go down the laundry list of terrible, horrific, anti-social things that these police do on a regular basis. That's easy to point out. But what's important to point out is that it's all happening because of the system. It's all happening because they have a monopoly on violence. They're the only people who can provide the services of so-called protection.
And they decide who gets brought up on charges. So when it comes to them breaking the law, well, hey, it's a different story.
Yep, different set of standards for the police, etc. The only way this is ever going to change is if we can marketize the protection services. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. You can use any major credit card, PayPal. Some alternative options are available as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Sam, actually, you'd mentioned before the show, there's this video, and we actually briefly mentioned it on the air. There's a video that someone posted over at freetalklive.com that I think has been going relatively viral, I suppose, about this assault on the part of a congressperson. It was on the streets of Washington, D.C., a couple of young activist types, probably just some conservatives, because it was they went after a liberal congressman. You know, there's very in the two-party mentality there. So I'm not taking either side. I'm not taking the kids' side because I think, you know, I agree with their point, whatever point it was they were trying to make. They never had the chance to get to their point.
Yeah, I have no idea why they were approaching him.
They asked him a question, and that's what prompted his response. So I'll just play some of the audio here from that. But the way the media is talking about this is very interesting. And if you actually watch the video, and it is worth seeing to see exactly how manhandled the young man with the camera is by this congressperson. I mean, really, he grabs him by the wrist. He holds onto his wrist. He grabs him by the neck. He pulls him into him, then kind of gives him a little side hug thing. Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah, he looks like he's a cop trying to manhandle the guy and put him under arrest. And then when he did the hand around the back of the guy's neck, I thought he was going to bring him in and kiss him or something. It's very strange.
Well, I saw this video too, and the first thing I thought was just that these are very controlling gestures, and yeah, almost look like a wife beater, you know, like an abusive spouse or something.
Yeah, when you said that in the studio at the time, and it struck me as really, I think,
I said it looks like he practiced on his wife.
The way he was holding, you know,
he was holding his wrist.
Wrist,
yeah. Very controlling.
So let me just play some of this audio here, and we'll talk about the way the media is spinning what is very clearly an assault. Multiple instances of assault. He didn't just bat the camera away or something like that. I mean, this was
lengthy. For me, that would go over the line. You know, I get a lot of times somebody will hit my camera or do something like that, but if somebody was holding me and jerking me around like that, I would probably take them to the ground.
Hi, Congressman. How are you?
How are you?
Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Who are you? Who are you?
Now, that's where the assault begins, after he sounds a little drunk. Does he sound like he might be?
It sounds like an automaton.
He kind of has.
Who are you?
He kind of has the drunkard look to him, like the flushed face.
Redden face.
Yeah, the reddened face, like
right
somebody
out.
somebody who's been drinking for a long time,
yep.
And
like McCain or.
Yeah, well, and who could blame him, really? I mean, for living in a place like Washington, D.C., doing a job like he's doing, who could blame him for walking around during the middle of the day drunk as a skunk?
Continue here. Who are you? Who are you? Whoa, who are you? Who are you? Oh, whoa, who are you?
I'm here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project.
Now, see, they're not even being disrespectful. They're, hey, we're just
the guy
here
was
for
wearing
a project.
Suit.
Yeah. And he walked, the question he asked, what do you think about Obama's policies? How is that confrontational or aggressive?
I think it was, are you in favor of...
Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you?
The way the guy's repeating himself is just very strange.
Yeah, that's what makes me think that,
they might
that
have been
he
drunk.
Might be a little bit inebriated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just repeating the same phrase over and over again.
I don't care about people like on my hand.
Tell me who you are.
I'm just a student, sir.
Creepy.
We're just students. That's all we are.
I have a right to know who you are.
All we are
I
students.
I have a right to know who you are.
Well, why would that be?
Because I'm the public servant here. Why are y'all laughing? I don't understand.
Well, clearly he's serving himself and serving his buddies. But yeah, this is the mentality that they deserve to know whatever they want to know. That you should answer every one of their questions. And good on the interviewers for not answering and not bowing down. Even while this man, I mean, he was holding his wrist for most of this encounter,
jerking the camera around. Yeah.
All we are students.
Who am I? Who are you? Who are you?
Please let go of my arm, sir.
Who are you?
Sir, please.
Congressman, sir. Please let go of me. Who are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's drunk because when the guy said, we're students, he goes, so am I. I mean, did you hear that in that last little bit you played?
Yeah, there was something else. Somebody said something else at the same time, and I couldn't make out what that was.
Could've
so maybe he was responding to that. Maybe he wasn't. But, Sam, you actually called this guy's office today.
I did, yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, the lady answered the phone, and I said, who are you?
Did she tell you?
She said, I'm Kimberly so-and-so. And I said, I asked her, have you seen the video of the your congressman that you're working for? And she said she had. And I asked, I just had a friendly conversation. It lasted about a minute where I just talked about, this guy is a public servant. What is he doing going around demanding to know who people are and attacking journalists and so forth like that? That's really not acceptable behavior, and it doesn't seem like somebody who's interested in serving the public. And, thank you for your feedback. We'll get right on that.
Now, what do you think?
Typical.
What do you think would have happened? Because I'm pretty sure this guy, his name is Etheridge. This Etheridge character, I don't think he's been arrested. What would have happened if the roles were reversed and the news interviewer came up and grabbed Etheridge's wrist?
He just asked, hey, can I ask you a question real quick? And the guy said, oh, no, thanks. Grabs his arm.
To
if
keep
I were
him
to
there.
Grab somebody's arm and say, who are you?
Right.
Tell me, answer my questions.
Right.
Oh, my. I would be, they would call out the FBI for that in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
I mean, they would go nuts. They would have 12 officers respond with the sirens going, and they'd come out and, probably tackle me and everything else.
Yeah, that was a really good point to point out what would have happened if the roles were reversed, because it's very dramatic.
Right, and
this guy gets away with it like it was nothing.
Yeah, and some of the way this is being talked about in the news media, let's see, alleged assault. Well, You do have it on video. I mean, is it really alleged?
When the touching is unwanted and you're sitting there and asked to let me go, what are you doing? That's
didn't Mike Tanner get charged with assault for just, like, brushing against a police officer's arm?
Good point. As a matter of fact, yes. One of the activists up here in New Hampshire was at a park with some other activists, and the police came up to harass them, as they like to do. And at one point, the police told Mike that he could leave. But the cops were surrounding them, and so in order to leave the area, Mike had to go between two cops. And
this is all on video.
Yep, all caught on video. He kind of turns his body to the side as he's walking through the cops to minimize his profile so as to make it less likely that he would encounter them physically. But because he did brush up against one of them, and some would argue that the cop actually stuck his arm out and somehow kind of...
I didn't really see that. But, you know, they were close.
But either way, it wasn't anything serious. He didn't run into him hard or try to, you know, shove into him or anything.
Definitely
like
not
that.
What you'd think of when you hear assault.
If I was walking in a crowd and bumped into somebody in the same manner, I don't even know that I would say, I'm sorry.
Well, I would say, excuse me. You know, oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, people typically say sorry when they do that.
You bump into people and not, like, hit them even. It wasn't even hard enough to where they would even maybe notice.
Right. Well, this guy noticed because the cop was waiting for
him. Oh, yeah.
The cops essentially did this on purpose, where they knew that he was going to have to go through them in order to get out from the area they were being held, and so they basically set him up. And, yeah, I don't know, did they drop his charges, or is he still waiting on court for that?
I think he's still waiting for court.
So we'll let you know what happens.
The wheels of bureaucracy turn slowly.
And we had the same thing after the Nashua 420 event, when the police responded to the hotel because of a medical situation. The canine cop, the guy that had the dog barking in the 420 video, I asked him, were there any arrests as he was in his car about to drive away? And he throws it in park, flings the door open, jumps out, gets about an inch from my face and says, what'd you say? And, you know, and he was hoping to do the same thing, intimidate me or have me put my guard up where he could pepper spray me or taser me or just beat me up or, you know, who knows?
It's the exact same tactic that you see with this politician. Like, he's asking the student, who are you, and demanding to know who he is, as if the student had told him who he was, he would have been like, oh, okay, I'll answer your questions.
People are control freaks.
He's only doing it for one reason alone, and it's control. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We actually have somebody on hold here, and I hope he'll stick through the news, because he called right at the very end of this hour, who claims to live in this particular Congress Critters district.
All right.
So we'll see what he has to say here in a moment. Hopefully, if you stick through the news, hang with us, Jim. More in a moment here. Hour 2 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.